Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Is this your home?
Yep.
Excellent. I'm the route manager with Point Pest Control. We're just setting up our route right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is this how you make your gardens look so beautiful?
I'm trying. This will be my first time.
What is it? I haven't even seen something like this.
I don't know. Some liquid feed.
Okay.
I use them just the first time I'm using it.
Okay, so it's Miracle-Gro, and then you just put
it's
the hose in this end?
Yeah, and it just water it.
Just sprays? Cool.
Yeah,
I'll have to try it. Do you know, I have these little plants I stick by my kitchen sink, and they continually die because I just am not very good with... So maybe that's what I need.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to take too much of your time. We're just setting up our route for Saturday. I don't know I don't know if it's the same for you. Most people I've talked to today are either seeing just a few of the ants or some of the centipedes. Have you seen many of them this year?
I'm in Jersey.
Yeah, you're in Jersey.
Of course you see them. Yeah, what is it, like centipede and, I don't know. We're just doing so much work in the back right now that everything is popping out. So I'm like,
okay.
Being specific.
What kind of work are you doing?
We're just putting a deck, so we're kind of digging out. My husband's doing
fun.
It.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Yeah, it's fun for him.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves it. And fun for you to, do you watch or do you?
Oh, yeah. I'm watching it. That's basically what I'm doing.
That's what my mom and I do when my dad does stuff. We actually sit around with lemonade, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes we give him a drink. But let me show you, because this is really nice, especially if you are digging up things, because this will really kill off the nest. We're covering everything from centipedes to silverfish, millipedes, ants, crickets, spiders. I mean, it's all the standard pests you can think of. And then the nice one, especially, are you making your deck out of wood, or are you doing...
Mm-hmm.
You're doing more of the, like, the...
The rock.
What do you call it?
Are
you doing rock? The pavers?
Pavers. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So is it raised or are you just doing, is it a slab almost, but with pavers?
Yes, like a slab. Yeah.
That's wonderful though. I'm sure that'll be really pretty. Are you doing a design or is it going to be?
No, he did the patio and he's doing the steps now as well.
Mm-hmm.
On the steps.
Cool.
The steps coming out of pavers. So.
Well, exciting.
Yeah. It's taking a while.
Well, the nice thing about it is that we are adding the carpenter ants, carpenter bees. Anything that is going to come in and be destructive to any of the wood in the home, which is a lot of what the voids are full of, right? You know, you've got your frame in the house.
Right.
So standard, and then carpenter ants, carpenter bees, the ticks and the fleas. This is actually a 10-foot barrier. It comes out through the mulch beds. Not dangerous to the plants, but the good thing about it is, and I'm sure you know this being a gardener, that a lot of the mulch will bring up insects.
Right.
So it takes care of that. Wasps, hornets. Do you ever get the hornets?
Mm.
Yeah. I love you. I love you. It's New Jersey, right?
New Jersey.
So every
it's
time...
New Jersey. You see everything here in Jersey.
That's exactly right. I think anyone who says otherwise is... I know, me too. I'm itching my elbows with my binder. I can itch your legs with my binder.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. They're terrible.
Yes.
But the thing is we're just flushing out the walls right now and then putting that barrier around the outside.
Oh.
So it really prevents anything from getting inside. It's kind of like a deep clean.
Mm-hmm.
But we...
So do you clean the walls and...
Great question. Let me show you how it starts inside. So you've got these voids in your house. So we insert a product through any of the entrance ways. So underneath your kitchen and bathroom.
So you're doing it inside the house.
Mm-hmm. That's where we start. So that goes under your kitchen and bathroom sinks. Anywhere where there's French doors, sliding doors, windows, doors, we go around all those areas, the garage. You have a basement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we go in the basement as well. And then the outside, so that process right here, this allows those insects to pick up the product, take it to each of their friends. And as they groom each other, it literally just spreads like wildfire. And so it kills everything that it touches. And it just flushes out the walls. As well as the nest, if they're traveling back to any colonies, it breaks that as well. So that is the nice thing about flushing it out. And then what I explained on the outside, as well as a 3 feet out, 3 feet up barrier around the entire perimeter, that just blocks it from anything getting established.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So that's the first service. That's what we're doing at this Saturday. And then we come back quarterly to break any of those egg cycles. so that they won't come back. So that, you know, you're getting every generation. But, are y'all going to be home on Saturday?
Yeah, we're going to be home. Do you have, like, a paper? I could talk to my husband
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, you definitely need to talk
to him. Yeah, I don't want...
Of course. In fact, yeah. Is he right in the middle of building those stairs, or does he have a minute right now that...
Oh, no. He's upstairs right now. He's not doing...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because here's...
Wait, do you have anything?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. Just laughing. The man next door, he... do you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does his father live with him? Or is he just visiting?
Is a young man?
No, I don't know the homeowner, but I think it's his father that answered the door. Yeah, doesn't speak English.
No.
But he came to the door in a swimsuit and he just laughed at me and slammed the door and went back.
An older man or like
yes.
A boy?
Uh-huh.
The father. So yeah, even the owners, they don't speak English.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very sweet. He told me, and so I tried drawing him a picture.
Yes.
Of, to say son. I couldn't think of anything else. Anyway, here's what I'll give you. This is, that explains the flush out. And then you can look over this with him. It just explains with pictures, which is nice. The reason why we do it year round. So I'll just leave that in there. And then I will be coming back through the area tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
Is it, which time would be better to stop by and follow up?
Probably tomorrow.
Okay.
Late, like the evening, like now.
Let me give that to you then. And then you are number 6?
8.
Oh, number 8. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't even ask your name.
Antoinette?
Annika.
Annika.
Pleasure
Annika?
To meet you.
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
Thank
that's
you. Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Italy.
From Italy?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you. I can tell you have an accent, but I kept thinking, maybe it's Brooklyn?
Well, I did grow up in Brooklyn.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did okay. Like the, Italy, Brooklyn, and Jersey.
Well, you definitely don't have a thick Italian accent, but
what?
It's lovely. Your accent's lovely.
Annika, where is that from? Is that Israel?
You know, actually, the name is found kind of in the Middle East area.
Middle East, yeah, that's
but right. it's from my grandmother who's Swedish.
Oh,
isn't
really?
That interesting? Yeah.
Yeah, you see, I thought it would have been more like Middle East.
Mm-hmm. In fact,
it's
a lot of the people.
Different.
Yeah, it is kind of different.
It is. It's cute.
Well, thank you. That's so sweet. You just made my day. Okay, I'm going to... Antoinette. How do you even spell your name?
A-N-T-O-I.
A-N-T-O-I.
N-E-T-T-E.
N-E-T-T-E. Okay, Antoinette. Tomorrow evening, is this a good time?
Right yeah. Now?
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just going to put... Uh-huh. Okay. 7 p.m. And then, in case something comes up, can I get your phone number?
848.
Okay.
228.
Okay.
1277.
1277. Perfect. And your husband will be here that same time, right?
Yes.
Okay, that way I can be able to answer any questions
okay.
That both of you have.
Right.
So if you look through that, make sure that you just kind of, you know, any questions that you have, write them down, and then right. We'll just be able to discuss it then.
All right, great.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you again. Good luck with your beautiful flowers.